Okay, before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 1. And today we're starting a new book, the Gospel of Luke. And of course, it is a gospel. That means it talks about the life of Jesus. Yeah, we have four gospels. Yeah, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Luke is actually the gospel that gives us most of the details. It's a long book. Now, I want to start with talking a little bit about Luke, what we know about him, what we can learn from the Bible about him.
The title
of the sermon is The Birth Announcement of the Messenger.
Now,
we don't know so much about Luke.
زیاد در مورد لوقا اطلاعاتی نداریم.
If you search the New Testament for Luke, you only find two verses that is actually named by name.
و اگر در مورد کلمه لوقا دنبالش بگردیم دو تا آیه هست که اسم لوقا اومده.
And learn something about the author of the book.
لوقا کیست و اول یاد بگیریم نویسنده کتاب لوقا کیست.
Go to Colossians.
کلوسیان.
Colossians chapter 4.
فصل 4.
And we start reading at verse 10.
آیه 10.
Till 14. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluted you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers into the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he had a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you.
Aristarchus, همزندان من شما را سلام می رساند و مرقس عموزاده برنابا که درباره او حکم یافته اید او را نزد شما آید او را بپذیرید و از او ملقب به یوستوس که تنها ایشان از اهل ختنه برای ملکوت خدا هم خدمت شده باعث تسلی من گردیدند. اپفراس به شما سلام می رساند که یکی از شما و غلام مسیح است و پیوسته برای شما در دعاهای خود جد و جهد می کند تا در تمامی اراده خدا بالغ ایستاده و مملو باشید و برای او گواهی می دهم که درباره شما و اهل لاودکیه و اهل هیروپولوس بسیار حمیت دارد و لوقا پزشک محبوب و دیماس به شما سلام می رساند.
Yeah, so we see here Paul writing to the Colossians. And Luke is together with Paul.
Yeah,
we see that Luke is part of the ministry team of Paul.
He's
going around with him. And we also learned that he is a medical doctor. And it may even be that he's helping Paul because of his ailments.
And
if we read the New Testament, we know that Paul has a track record of being in need of medical attention. Yeah, he has a tendency to get shipwrecked, flogged, stoned. Anyway, we don't know the reason why Luke joined Paul.
But
he's with Paul, he's part of the ministry team.
And
from the way that Paul mentions him, we also know that it is a good friend.
Yeah,
Paul says, Luke, the beloved physician. Yeah, which means it means a lot to Paul, it means a lot to the people in Colossia. Now, some people have looked at this passage and conclude from this passage another thing, that Luke was a Gentile. Now, I don't know if that is true. I'll give you the reasoning behind it. I don't know.
It's not specifically said that.
Yeah, if it would be true, it would be the only Gentile that God used to write a piece of the Bible, the New Testament.
اگر واقعیت باشه تنها غیر یهود هست
که خداوند Let me tell you the arguments and then
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو با دستش بنویسه.
You can decide what you think about it.
بحثشون رو بهتون میگم. خودتون تصمیم بگیرید میخواین قبولش کنی یا قبول نکنی.
I haven't decided and it's not so important anyway.
من تصمیم بگیرم در موردش آیا درست یا نه. به نظر من مهم نمیاد ولی دوست دارم بدونید که چرا میگن.
But if you look at the first verses Ten and eleven.
ده و یازده رو نگاه کنید.
At 11 he says.
یازده میگه.
Yeah, Jesus who is called Justus. So he's naming several people. Marcus, sister's son, to Barnabas. He calls Jesus who is called Justus, who are of the circumcision.
و یسوع ملقب به یوستوس که تنها ایشان از اهل ختنه برای ملکوت خدا هم خدمت شده.
He specifically seems to define this group where he passes on greetings from.
و اینجا اعلام میکنه که این گروه یهودی بودن.
In verse 12,
و بعد آیه 12
he mentions Epaphras.
افراس رو نام میبره.
And he specifically says, who is one of you?
Yeah,
so Epaphras is one of the Colossians. He's a Gentile. And then the next person he's mentioning is Luke and Demas.
So
that's why some people will say, oh, Luke was probably a Gentile.
I don't know.
It's just an opinion, but
So
this was the first scripture where we can see Luke mentioned in the New Testament by name,
specifically. Now,
go to 2 Timothy, chapter 4, and read verses
9-11.
Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry.
سعی کن که به زودی نزد من آیی که دیماس برای محبت این جهان حاضر مرا ترک کرده به تسالونیکی رفته است. و کریسکیس به غلاطیه و تیتوس به دلماتیه لوقا تنها با من است مرقس را برداشته با خود بیاور زیرا که مرا برای خدمت مفید است.
Yeah, so if anything we can see that Luke actually hangs in whatever happens, he sticks with Paul.
Yeah, where
the same Demas that was mentioned in Colossia seems to have given up on doing ministry. Yeah, then others have gone to other places.
Yeah.
Only Luke is with me, says Paul.
Yeah,
and it's clearly it's the same Luke as talked about in Colossians.
مورش صحبت میکنه همون لوقاس که نویسنده
yeah, so
کتاب
لوقا is a man of God. He loves Paul
و عاشق پولس
loved by Paul and the brethren.
پولس هم دوستش داره و به عنوان عزیز نام بردش
he's part of the journeys of Paul
بودی از سفر پولس
he's a medical doctor
پزشک
and even most importantly of course he is one of the authors of the New Testament
یکی از نویسنده های
عهد جدید he's one of these holy men of God
یکی از این آدم‌های مقدس خداونده که پر از روح القدسه.
Yeah. Now let's get to the Gospel of Luke.
Now,
if you've read the Gospels,
اگر انجیل رو نگاه کنی,
you probably notice that certain Gospels have a specific emphasis.
نگاه می‌کنی می‌بینی بعضی از انجیل‌ها یک سری درک‌های مخصوص
دارن. And they seem to be written with a certain audience in mind.
وقتی تاکیدشون به یه چیزه.
Clearly,
و وقتی می‌نویسن نشون دهنده است که شنونده‌هاشون کی بوده که برای اون گروه نوشتن.
Yeah, clearly all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for us.
روح خداوند نام برده شده و مفید برای ما.
For doctrine, for reproof, for correction.
برای
instruction in righteousness.
تأیید و تأکید.
But we see different emphasis in different Gospels.
And I
shared this before, the Gospel of Matthew
emphasizes
Jesus being king.
Yeah,
specifically, Jesus being the king of the Jews. Yeah, so the initial audience seemed to be
the
people with a Jewish background. Yeah, when you start reading, you get this genealogy.
Yeah,
what's the word? The King James Bible says generations. It gives you the lineage. And it specifically points two main focus points. Yeah, that Jesus is a son of Abraham. Yeah, which means he's from the lineage of Abraham. That he is a Hebrew, he's a Jew. And then the second one is that he's the son of David. Yeah, being the rightful king to the throne.
Yeah,
then you have the Gospel of Mark.
At کتاب مرقس رو داریم.
Yeah, we see an emphasis on Jesus being as a servant.
اشاره میکنه که عیسی مسیح در حقیقت خادمه. و کاری که خدمت عیسی مسیح.
It emphasizes on works.
و کار نشون میده عمل عیسی مسیح رو بیشتر تاکید
میکنه. Then the Gospel of Luke, which we're going to talk about.
انجیل لوقا رو داریم که امروز داریم در موردش میخونیم.
There we see an emphasis on the humanity of Jesus Christ.
Jesus as man. عیسی مسیح صحبت میکنه. عیسی مسیح که انسان بود.
And that's for example why we have so much information and detail about his birth, about his childhood.
انقدر اطلاعات داریم در مورد تولدش، در مورد بچگی‌هاش، در مورد انسانی بودنش.
Yeah, Jesus is fully God and fully man.
عیسی مسیح 100% خدا بود و 100% انسان و در نقاط تأکیدش روی انسانیت عیسی مسیح.
Jesus humanity.
انسانیت پسر انسان بودنش.
Yeah, and we get on, for example, we get on a lineage all the way to Adam.
و بعد شجره نامه رو تا آدم بهمون گفته تا به آدم برسه.
And then the Gospel of John.
بعد انجیل یوحنا رو
which has an emphasis of Jesus being the son of God and his divinity.
عیسی مسیح خداوند و الوهیتش و ابدی بودنش.
That book starts out
و اون کتاب
in the beginning
شروع
was the word.
آغاز,
the word was with God and God was God.
بود, کلمه خود خدا بود.
Now Luke has written more books of the New Testament.
لوقا فقط یک کتاب ننوشته, چندین کتاب در عهد جدید نوشته.
Next to the Gospel of Luke he also
لوقا چه کتابای دیگه نوشته؟
The Book of Acts.
اول لوقا, انجیل لوقا کتاب اعمال رسولان نوشته.
I will come back to that in a moment.
میگردم به کتاب اعمال رسولان که نویسندهش همون لوقا بوده.
This makes Luke actually the second largest contributor to the New Testament.
جالب اینه که با این که چند تا کتابش کمتر بوده ولی دومین بزرگترین نویسنده عهد جدید بوده.
Yeah, and that is if you believe that Hebrews was written by Paul, which
I believe. اگر قبول کنی عبرانیان به دست پولس نوشته شده نفر دوم لوقا است. اگر نه لوقا نفر اول.
Yeah, somehow Hebrews would be written by somebody else, which I do not think.
اگر لوقا به دست کسی دیگه نوشته یوحنا ببخشید عبرانیان به دست کسی دیگه نوشته.
Luke would be the biggest contributor.
اون موقع لوقا اولین بزرگترین نویسنده عهد جدید.
So with that introduction, let's start reading.
از کتاب لوقا میخوام شروع کنیم در مورد انجیل لوقا صحبت کنیم. لوقا فصل 1
verses 1 to 4.
For
as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed.
از آن جهت که بسیاری دست خود را دراز کردند به سوی تعقیب هدایت آن اموری که نزد ما به انجام رسید. چنانچه آنانی که از ابتدا نظارگان و خادمان کلام بودند به ما رسانیدند. من نیز مصلحت چنان دیدم که همه را از ابتدا به دقت در پی رفته به ترتیب به تو بنویسم ای تئوفیلوس عزیز تا درستی آن کلامی را که در آن تعلیم یافته ای دریابی.
Yeah, so now, first of all, notice that what Luke is doing is what many others have also done. Yeah, it says, many have taken upon themselves to set forth in order and declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. What things is this talking about? What declaration?
Of course,
it's about the life of Jesus Christ. Many people have decided that it's important to sit down and take the time to write down about what has taken place in regards to Jesus Christ. Yeah, the things he has said, the things he has done, to give a report of the life of Jesus. Now, if you want people to write books about you after you die,
اگر میخواین که مردم در مورد شما کتاب بنویسن بعد از مرگتون,
you need to be a person who is significant.
باید آدم بزرگی باشی.
Who stands out, who has done things.
کاری رو انجام بدی که بعداً در مورد کتاب بنویسن.
That need to be mentioned and need to be written down.
چیزی هست که در موردت نوشته شه.
So history can look back and read about it.
که تاریخ بتونه برگرده و در موردش.
Now many people decided after Jesus died.
اما خیلی بعد از اینکه عیسی مرد.
That they should write down this account.
باید بنویسن داستان زندگی عیسی رو. چرا؟
Because the life of Jesus,
what
he has done, what he has said,
و کاری که عیسی کرد و کاری که عیسی گفت,
was significant.
خیلی مهم.
And a great impact of the world.
و خیلی
In fact,
خیلی تأثیر تو دنیا.
By great distance.
و برای همین با فاصله.
The most influential influential person that has ever lived in the history of this world is Jesus Christ.
بزرگترین کسی که در تاریخ دنیا روی زمین زندگی کرده خودش ایسا.
There's more written about Jesus than anybody else, more said about him.
کتاب‌های خیلی بیشتری
more preached about him.
عیسی مسیح نوشته شده. خیلی چیزها
more books written
در موردش ثبت شده. خیلی کتاب‌ها
older person in the history of mankind.
بیشتر از هر انسانی که در کل تاریخ انسانیت زمین وجود داشته.
And Luke
yeah,
and of course he was led by the Holy Spirit. And others.
Yeah.
Thought, hey, we should write down what has happened here. We should write down what Jesus said. It's important. Of course, we as Christians know even better compared to people from the world the true significance of the life of Jesus Christ. It's just not just significant. Now he. Jesus is God in the flesh. The Son of God who died for the sins of the world.
He is our Savior.
Yeah, we have life because of Him.
But
even secular history has Jesus
غیر مسیحی
at the number one spot of the most influential person in the history of the world.
اون هم به عنوان اولین نفری که تو تاریخ نویسی بزرگ نام برده شده.
Except those who hate Jesus, but
به غیر از اون کسایی که تاریخ نویسی
I looked at some lists
غیر متنفر بودن از عیسی و نام
And Jesus makes it to the top.
و وقتی کسایی که واقعا بی‌طرف نگاه
کردن عیسی مسیح اولین نفر بودن حتی غیر مسیحی گزارش نوشتن
در مورد اتفاقهایی که در 2000 سال پیش افتاده.
Now Luke writes this letter specifically to his I think a friend or an acquaintance named Theophilus.
در حقیقت نامه می‌نویسه برای دوستش یا آشناش.
Now Theophilus is a Christian.
Theophilus یکی مسیحی بوده در حقیقت.
He's talking about things that he's confirming things to him.
در حقیقت در مورد چیزهایی رو صحبت میکنه که بهش اشاره شده باشه.
Yeah, things that he has already believes, already has been taught.
چیزهایی رو که ایمان داره، چیزهایی که درس میده.
And there's also the second report or the second book that Luke has written that is addressed to the same Theophilus. That's one of the reasons why we know for sure that the same author of the book with the Gospel of Luke is also the author of the Book of Acts.
So,
go for a moment to the Book of Acts. Go to Acts 1 and read verses 1 to 3. And we will see a similarity in how these letters start. Yeah, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God.
کتاب نخست را تألیف نمودم ای تئوفیلوس درباره همه اموری که عیسی به عمل نمودن و تعلیم دادن آنها شروع کرد تا آن روزی که رسولان برگزیده خود را به روح القدس حکم کرده بالا برده شد که بدیشان نیز بعد از رنج کشیدن خود خویشتن را با دلایل بسیار زنده نشان داد که در مدت 40 روز بر ایشان ظاهر می شد و درباره امور ملکوت خدا سخن می گفت.
Yeah, so the former treaties, the former letter is of course referring to the Gospel of Luke. Yeah, this is the second time it's written. And the Book of Acts basically picks up where the Book of the Gospel of Luke leaves off. And something which you also will see in the Book of Acts if you read it. At a certain point, yeah, Luke or the author, which we know is Luke, starts speaking in terms of we were doing these things. Yeah, which means that now Luke is with Paul. He's not reporting about what he has heard from Paul. He is with Paul.
و بعد اعلام میکنه اونجا که ما بودیم با پولس. نه که پولس شنیدم بلکه من دیدم. با چشم خودم دیدم. ما این کارو کردیم. ما با هم رفتیم.
Yeah, notice also at the beginning here.
اول جو کنین که اول این کتاب
Luke is stressing the certainty of the things that he is reporting.
لوقا تایید میکنه به اطمینان چیزهایی رو که دیده اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, he's talking about eyewitnesses.
چشماش با چشماش دیده.
First hand accounts.
در آغاز بودن.
Yeah, we saw the same thing in Luke.
در کتاب لوقا.
Where it was talking also about people who were eyewitnesses.
و در کتابی رو که بقیه با چشمان خودشون دیدن.
Verse 4, Luke 1:4. That thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed.
و درستی آن کلامی را که در آن تعلیم یافته‌ای دریابی.
Yeah, in an exit uses infallible proofs.
و در اعمال رسولان میگه حقیقتی که زیر سوال نمیشه.
These are proofs you cannot get around.
حقیقتی هست که ازش نمیتونی.
This happened.
اتفاق افتاده و نمیشه ازش ثابت کرد. میشه تایید کرد، میشه قبولش کرد.
We know these things for fact.
میدونیم مطمئنن این اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, these are real events that were reported.
اتفاقهای واقعی بوده که گفته شده.
Yeah, Jesus walked on the earth. Nobody's questioning that.
روی زمین راه رفت و هیچ کسی او زیر سوال نبرد.
People witnessed that. They testified to that. His crucifixion. People testified to that. They died on the cross. There were witnesses. People had seen that. That was documented. And also his resurrection. Yeah, it was documented with many eyewitnesses.
Okay.
It says here with infallible proofs.
Now, غیر قابل رد کردن.
Go for a moment to 1 Corinthians.
اول قرنتیان رو باز کنید.
Chapter 15.
فصل 15.
And read verses 1 to 8.
1 تا 8 رو بخونید.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time.
الان ای برادر شما را از انجیلی که به شما بشارت دادم اعلام می نمایم که آن را هم پذیرفتید و هم در آن استوار می باشید. به وسیله آن نیز نجات می یابید. به شرطی که آن کلامی را که به شما بشارت دادم محکم نگاه دارید. مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آورید. زیرا که اول به شما سپردم آنچه نیز دریافت کردم که مسیح بر حسب کتب در راه گناهان ما مرد و اینکه مدفون شد و در روز سوم بر حسب کتب برخاست و اینکه به کیفا ظاهر شد و بعد از آن به آن 12 و پس از آن به بیش از 500 برادران یک بار ظاهر شد که بیشتر از ایشان تا امروز باقی هستند اما بعضی خوابیدند. از آن پس به یعقوب ظاهر شد و بعد به همه رسولان و آخر همه بر من مثل نوزادی بی موقع ظاهر گردید.
Yeah, so at the time that all these reports, these letters were written, yeah, it was shortly after these events. You could go to the witnesses, you could talk to the people who had seen these things. There were many people who had walked with Jesus. There were many people who had seen the miracles. There were many people who had seen the crucifixion. And we see here that there are many people who had seen the resurrected Christ. And right after all these events surrounding Jesus, many people decided, hey, we need to write this down for all the
streets.
And of course, we have four accounts of that in the New Testament.
The
historical accounts that are accurate,
but
not just for historical accounts because they were given by the Holy Spirit. They're God's words. Now, here's another thing I want you to notice. That the message that was written down or delivered by eyewitnesses
شاهدان عینی، شاهدایی که دیده بودن.
Was then delivered again to others.
و بعد داده شد به خیلی های دیگه.
Like Theophilus.
مثل تئوفیلوس.
Yeah. We see the same thing with Paul.
همین داستان رو در مورد پولس.
Paul declared the gospel to the Corinthians.
پولس اعلام کرد انجیل رو به قرنتیان ها.
But did you also notice that in verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 15? He said he first received.
میگه که اول به شما سپردم.
Yeah, before he delivered.
آنچه دریافت کردم. پس اول دریافت کرده و بعد سپرده.
Yeah, what did Paul share? The gospel that he defines in 1 Corinthians 15.
اول قرنتیان 15 صحبت می‌کنه. The death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. دفن و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح. پولس رسول میگه اون چیزی که من دریافت کردم الان به شما میگم.
So they could sit there and take the message to the grave with them.
بمیرن با اون خبر.
No, so they could spread the
message. اونها هم پیام رو به دیگران برسونن.
It was delivered to them.
به اونها داده شد.
Yeah, I think it's 2 Timothy 2:2. Let me check. I don't have them in notes, but 2 Timothy 2:2, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Is it 2 that he's teaching? And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
آنچه در میان شاهدین بسیار از من شنیدی به مردمان امین بسپار که قابل تعلیم دیگران هم باشند.
Yeah, we are to deliver the message that we have received to others.
که به ما داده شد باید به دیگران هم برسونیم.
Now, if you're saved today,
اگر امروز نجات داری,
you're saved because somebody gave you the report of Jesus Christ.
یه نفری پیام
somebody first received and then delivered it to you.
اول دریافتش کرد و بعد به تو داد.
And it's now your turn to do the same.
حالا نوبت توئه که تو همون پیام رو به دیگران بدی.
I often quote this verse, Romans 10:13-14.
رومیان 10 آیه 13 و 14 همیشه اعلام میکنم.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
زیرا هر که نام خداوند را بخواند نجات خواهد یافت. پس چگونه بخوانند کسی را که به او ایمان نیاوردند؟ و چگونه ایمان آورند به کسی که خبر او را نشنیدند؟ و چگونه بشنوند بدون واعظ؟
Yeah, we need to declare the gospel in our generation.
We have to deliver the message that we've received.
If our gospel is hid, it hits to them that are lost.
So Luke
is saying, hey, Theophilus, here's my report. You can be sure that what you've been taught, what you've heard, what we believe to be true, is true. Yeah, I was there from the beginning.
I have
the witness accounts.
شاهدش دیدم با چشمان
خودم. You can be sure of these things. میتونی
مطمئن باشی که این حقیقته.
Yeah, and then he starts his report.
و بعد گزارش خودش
رو. And his report is of course the whole gospel of Luke.
در حقیقت گزارش لوقا کل انجیل لوقا.
Yeah, he says these things are of a certainty.
میگه با اطمینان برای همه.
This is what we have from direct eyewitnesses. This is what we have been told.
میگه به همه گزارش داده خواهد شد.
Now, you probably noticed when
شما حتما دقت کردیم به این موضوع که
when we read chapter 1 before the sermon
به فصل 1 آیه 1 اول موعظه‌مون
that Luke starts
لوقا شروع میکنه انجیل رو
with an announcement of the birth of John the Baptist
اول با تولد یحیای تعمید دهنده
now in a moment we will look at this
But
I first want to go back to the Old Testament.
اما برای همین میخوام برگردیم به کتاب
ملاکی.
ببینیم چرا لوقا از اینجا شروع کرد. کتاب ملاکی.
It's the last book in the Old Testament.
آخرین کتاب عهدی.
And we'll see a prophecy being mentioned there.
یک نبوتی رو میبینیم اینجا.
That connects the book of Luke directly to the end of the Old Testament.
که کتاب لوقا رو مستقیما وصل میکنه به کتاب عهدی.
Now there's a period of silence that's called also sometimes called the silent years. Between the end of the Old Testament, which is the book of Malachi,
سالهای سکوت خداوند در حقیقت ما بین نوشتن کتاب ملاکی تا تولد عیسی مسیح
and the coming of Jesus Christ
و اون سالها رو به سالهای سکوت میگن
and period around 400 years
400 سال خداوند سکوت میکنه
the Israelites came back from the Babylonian captivity where they were for 70 years
از اسارت بابل میان به برمیگردن به اورشلیم.
They restored Jerusalem, the temple.
یا اورشلیم و معبد مقدس رو میسازن.
Nehemiah, Ezra.
کتاب نهمیه، ازرا.
Yeah, we have several prophets being mentioned afterwards.
نبی‌های زیادی نام برده میشه در همه اونها.
But then we get to Malachi and it stops.
ملاکی حرفش رو میزنه و بعد تموم میشه دیگه نبی نیست.
But it didn't stop without a clue.
اما وقتی تموم میکنه یک
Read Malachi
نشانه میکنه
chapter 3
ملاکی فصل 3 رو بخونید
verse 1
آیه 1
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall certainly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts.
خداوند لشکرها می‌فرماید آن من پیام‌آور خود را می‌فرستم و او راه را پیش روی من آماده خواهد کرد و خداوندگانی که طالب اویی به ناگاه به معبد خویش در خواهد آمد و آن پیام‌آور عهد که در او وعده می‌کنید آن او می‌آید.
Yeah, so this is the promise that they are left with. And they are waiting for a messenger that God would send. And this messenger would prepare the way for the Lord. And if you paid attention to what you just read, they could already have known who this Lord was. Because that is God himself. Yeah, read it again. Yeah, it says... Oh, wait... I point to God, will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me.
Han, man payam avar khod ra mi ferestam, va o rah ra pish roye man amade khod.
Who is the me here?
Man kie?
God. And of course we know exactly who it is. It's Jesus Christ.
Man,
and the second person of the Godhead.
Now,
we also know who the messenger is. It's John the Baptist. So they were left with that promise at the end of the Old Testament. Yeah, there had been a silence for 400 years.
400 years.